Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia. Had to do it, huh, Todd? Had to do it? Had to do it? Jim, this song goes out for a good friend of mine. He's a mayor of Green Bay for 16 years. Great man. Lost 12 pounds doing his workouts. He's lean and he's mean. The former mayor.
Mamma Mia.
Yeah!
Here I go again.
That time that guy hit the post or what, Todd?
Bingo.
Damn right, hit the post. Dennis, proud of me.
Bingo on the Lido deck, brother.
Thank you.
Well done.
Dennis Peters, Glam Band in the house. Christy Barlamant, City Deck Landing Studios. And we were just saying, you know what? It's like after this crap we've gone through this past few days this week, the sun is shining outside. It's supposed to be really nice tomorrow. Doesn't it just feel like, okay, we're through with all that garbage crap weather-wise. It's time to turn the page. It's spring, it's summer, it's all those things.
It was a dreary week.
Oh, crazy.
And the bells are ringing. There's a little bird singing on the windowsill.
Did I tell you what happened right here the other night?
No, what happened?
It was the night of the Trump thing, okay? Yeah. And the weather was horrific.
Yeah. It was.
And it was coming down this corridor here with the tall buildings.
Corridor.
That wind just whips like you can't believe how much it's like a wind tunnel. And it was so slippery with the slush out there. And a lady I was going to the market.
How slippery was it?
That she went down from the wind and couldn't get up.
From the wind?
From the wind. She's like, I don't know what happened. The wind knocked me over. I mean, I had to help her up. And it was even hard to get her up because it was all slush and everything like that. Aww. But that's how terrible it was downtown here that night. That was unbelievable.
And the way you described her was a hell of a wind.
Oh, my God.
It was a mighty wind.
John, turn him down, Todd. What's wrong with him?
Finish the story.
Stop.
Well, the winds were gusting. The gale force winds. They literally were.
Stop.
All right. Go ahead. Nice to see you guys.
What's her name, Gale? Good to see you.
Great time at Epic last week.
Thank you, brother.
So awesome. You guys let decades make their debut.
Wasn't that awesome?
So awesome.
They sounded amazing.
Well, we were just talking to, the young guy we had here, the monster truck driver at 22.
Yeah.
We weren't like that at 22.
No.
These kids were 14, 15 on stage just killing it.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't have done that. And then ask your mother, like I said, Eric was just amazing.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't slow down.
No, he doesn't.
And you know, I was telling you, though, too. In fact, we had Tammy Elliott on the other day, and I said, Tammy, isn't it funny? I said, when you're in the news and, like, you have to hurry to the set, you're getting a late score or some update, and you get on there, and you're a little bit out of breath, and it's so hard to, like, anchor when you're not trained. And you guys are jumping around going crazy. And you're fine.
It's like that walking up the stairs at the City Deck Landing. I'm out of breath after two flights. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Well, I don't know what's wrong with that. Same with me. My heart's just like pounding.
It's not just John. Seriously.
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with those stairs?
I don't know. Maybe Dennis, they might be a weird distance apart
right,
that, or something.
They're not 8 inches. It's maybe steeper. 9.5. Right.
They might
right.
be steeper than most.
Sure. That's because it's not you.
It could affect the step count,
too. Something with the stairs.
It is.
Dennis, I have to just.
I don't know if they're code.
Yeah. Okay. I
probably not.
They're going to code you.
Clear. You can take him off. No, Jim, he's good. No, let's do it a couple more times.
Yeah. Just for the fun of it.
Right.
I'm good, Jim.
Dennis, we were talking Johnny was talking about this guy from Monster Truck, 22-year-old kid.
Yes,
just very humble. He got the same kind of break that you're giving kids. He sent a Facebook text or something? He just sent an email and said, look, I'm a big fan. And guy's like, why don't you come in and
volunteer
and clean trucks, which is probably not the most glamorous thing in the trucking world. And now he's like one of 8 elite drivers.
Isn't that amazing?
And it was because of someone like you, how you helped these kids with this. Young kids,
give them a shot.
Yeah, their music career.
And I think we all have people like that in our life. But anyway, I just.
From there on out, it's up to them. But until they need somebody like you or the owners of that truck to give them that break.
Right.
It's just amazing. If you look at him, he looks like Joe Nobody. I mean, just like anybody. Right. Anybody you meet on the street. And But that's just it. You want to do something, you find a way to get in. Yeah. You ask. I mean, you got to find a way. Ask.
Yeah.
Ask
Absolutely.
Somebody.
That's just... That's a great story.
Friends can change your lives.
Oh, yeah,
no question.
Yeah, it's like I say to people, I'll help you get a job, or I won't help you keep a job. You know what I mean? But like you just said, Johnny, they've got to work at it once they get the opportunity. So
absolutely.
Anyway, that's great what you've done for that.
Yeah, after that.
But you give them that boost of self-confidence.
Yep.
That's what's important. Mm-hmm. So this weekend, guys, we have three viewings at Captain's Walk Winery in beautiful downtown Green Bay. If you haven't been
building.
There, isn't it so cool?
We've had her on here.
But I just think that's one of the cool
Green
Bay buildings.
I'm glad what they did with that. Then
it's
they put on that tasting room.
The Widow's Peak?
The Widow's...
Tell me about it.
No, it's called...
Widow's Peak?
Widow's Walk, right?
Widow's Walk. because that's where the wives used to go out and wait to see if their husband's ships were coming in.
Oh, sure.
And that's where they used to stay. That's what I call the widow's thing.
If you haven't checked it out, it's at three. Yeah,
ooh, that was good.
It's at three. Three, four.
I think it was they stood up there hoping that they wouldn't see like someone coming to tell them they lost their husband.
Well, same thing.
Same difference, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said the ship. What'd you say?
Well, that's a lot of, some of them would be right on the river. They'd wait to see if their husband's ships were coming back.
Yeah. I see. Okay. Anyway, yes. But okay, that's a great place for wine.
So three, four.
And other things. But
I know what a widow's lock is.
Okay,
don't
boys.
You tell me what a damn widow's lock is.
I was just wanting to be clear. I couldn't hear it. Right, okay. I had my headset. You're wearing them.
All right. Sorry.
Squirrel. Squirrel.
Okay,
right. Okay. So Captain's Walk Winery at 345 South Adams Street. Okay. Vintage Theater presents three viewings by Jeffrey Hatcher. So it's three comic dramatic monologues set at three different funerals. You can find out what your loved ones really say about us when we are gone. The performances are April 5th at 7 p.m. and April 6th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. And the tickets are $15 and $12 for students.
Nice. What they really think of you.
Like, he didn't get a pedicure. You know what I mean? Like,
I do. Oh, I do. It's like you know what? I've been watching TMC, Turner Classic Movies.
Sure.
They've been having all these classic movies for the last few weeks. Like the other night, it was On the Waterfront, which was a phenomenal movie. And last night, it was Annie Hall.
Okay.
And I like Woody Allen. Okay. Some people don't like Woody Allen, but I think it makes him. But it's like he's talking with her and he's making these things like, so in photography, you really need to get to the essence of the subject. But he's saying all these things. And then it subtitles what he's really saying. I wonder what she looks like naked.
Yeah.
Nice. Love it.
All right. That's enough. Settle down over there.
Seriously. And then over at the Neville Public Museum, they're hosting the NPM Geology Club Rock and Minerals Show.
Oh, okay? Cool.
Yes. The show includes craft and demonstrations, rock ID, and features dealers with a worldwide selection of specimens, custom jewelry, and finished beads. This is Saturday, April 6th from 9 to 5 p.m., and Sunday, April 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Nice.
So get your kids out. And
right. I was a big brother, went there. That is cool if you're into that.
Walter,
I mean, I was a rock hound. And that's one of the reasons I had a basket on my bike so I could carry my rock hammer.
Okay, that makes sense. But
it was the kind I had in Shawshank Redemption.
I like that. I know exactly
that should
what you're
be a wrestling.
About.
That should be a wrestling name.
What?
Rock Hammer.
Oh, I like that.
John Rock Hammer Mino.
That's going to be my new radio name.
Rock Hammer.
Rock Hammer the Mayor. I like it a lot.
It does have a ring. I just want to say that. I want to. How much? Is that free?
$10.
Oh, it's $10. Okay. Whatever.
$8 to $10.
Close enough.
If you have a membership, it's cheaper.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But the people who are displaying there are so.
Into it.
And they're into it, and they will spend time with you and explain things. That's a cool thing. I mean, I was never into rocks.
Walter and I are huge into geodes. I always get him geode sets, and he smashes them with the hammer, and then he gets all the little jewels out of the rock, the center. Ooh, it's incredible.
That's a cool thing. All right, I know that was going on.
Yeah, there's a couple places. I wanted to go around the country. I used to see them on those TV shows. There's a place, I think it's in Missouri, where they've got those.
Yes.
You pay $30. You can, however many you find, you can keep and everything. There's a place in Utah for some of those things, too. It's not diamonds, but it's...
Amethyst.
I'd love to do that.
It is.
And even in the UP, you can go to places and you go into these big slag piles, they call them, and find copper.
Yeah.
So that is cool. I love
that. That's
stuff.
Cool.
Very cool. And then the last thing in Green Bay, it's the Dinner Detective. That is Saturday, April 6th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here downtown at the Hyatt Regency. The Dinner Detective, you can enjoy a full night of mystery and mayhem with lots of laughs and, it's a good time.
And
it's fun. And they're based on true stories.
You've done that.
Cool. I have. That's cool stuff.
Did you play the character in one of them?
No, I didn't. No, I went.
I thought you did.
No, I think I told you I went. Sheer Madness is, it's a mystery, right? You kind of figure it out.
And mystery.
You're having dinner with your friends and you can ask questions and they kind of steer you the wrong way or the right
kind
way.
Kind of like Clue.
And, that's a cool event. That's at the Hyatt.
Yes, at the Hyatt right downtown, right across the street.
That's a good time.
Yeah, get out and have some fun.
I like it.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I've been, ask
how
around.
How are you, Rock Hammer?
Rock Hammer, our new drummer. Rock Hammer!
I want to rock.
I do too.
I want to rock.
Yes, there you go.
So I just want to give our friends from the Marine Corps League Bingo some love. The Winnebago Detachment Marine Corps League in Oshkosh, 4715 Sherman Road. Every Friday they do their bingo league, and it's awesome.
Very cool.
Fun.
Very cool.
50-50. They start calling numbers at 7 o'clock. I believe every weekend, it's every Friday, it's like the $2,125 are available you know, and whatnot. So it's worth it. It's the average cost is $30 per person for one sheet, six cards, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's all sorts of different rules and things like that, but it's fun. It's a good way to.
You play six cards at once? I couldn't keep up. Do you know what I mean? Do you play bingo?
I haven't in a long time. No, I've only done like one.
Man, six cards isn't so bad. It's not so bad.
Oh, man. I tell you what. You see these people.
They're competitive,
like
right?
Twice as old as
well,
me.
Well, I said it one time. I had to do a live shot from whatever. And they bring like all these, like, I'm like, what are they doing? All these like good luck charms.
Oh, yeah.
Put
all
around the table and everything.
Bingo's awesome. Sure. I mean, it's just.
But
it's
these
just,
people are hardcore.
They are. Oh, yeah. That's serious. What I'm saying. They get serious. They get these little stampers and boy, do they. Yep.
They're like sitting down at the table like they're boxing out for a rebound.
Yes.
You
know? Yes.
But that is a fun event.
By the way, you played football, didn't you?
Sure.
You know why I know that?
No.
Because the other night you got into a football stance, which was like a perfect stance.
Oh, well.
At your concert.
You sure.
Do you know what I'm talking about? And you had your hand back. You're ready to rush the quarterback.
It's all about low pad level.
Absolutely. It's like, he knows what he's doing.
Is it called something? Game. Like 5-point or 4-point or 3-point
stance?
3-point.
Okay. Sure.
Five. Yeah. I'd like to see what that fifth appendage is.
See, my school was so small, a guy like me actually played on the line a little bit.
I believe it. Hand stance. Right? You were perfect.
Okay.
Yep.
I didn't play. All right.
Yeah.
Jim was a wrestler.
That's what I did, man.
Yeah. Nice.
I grapple.
Watch me.
But I got kicked off.
Okay. Did you have mat mates?
Mat mates.
What's a mat mate?
A wrestling cheerleader.
Oh.
No.
But I talked to one girl who was one, and she says, well, it's kind of boring. I go, why? She says, well, basically our cheers was, right. Pin him.
That is.
Pin him.
Yeah.
Pin him. Escape.
Then, escape.
Escape.
Yeah.
Escape.
But then it happens.
Reversal. Reversal. Reversal.
The problem with that. Pin him, and then the guy would do a reverse, and all of a sudden you're cheering.
Pinned. You were pinned. You were pinned.
Wrong guy.
You
wrong
were guy. Pinned.
Count the lights. Count the lights.
Better luck next week. Better luck next week.
Forfeit.
We won't date you. We won't date you. We'll be back with Dennis and Christy right after.
Oh, man.
Jim.
What?
Walking across the gym floor. There's that girl from Manitowoc High School who he's had his eye on.
She must work out.
She's a runner. Saunters over, wearing his
with my ABBA
freshman Letterman's jacket on.
Yeah.
Hi. Marcy?
see the M on my jacket? It means mayor.
I lettered at Ron Colley. We were the Jets. Some people think it was like a gang, but it's really not.
Right.
Am I a bad boy? Maybe.
You want me to be?
I got my R for wrestling.
Let me ask you something. You ever did a guy that had a Shetland pony?
Yeah.
Didn't think so. Yeah. Once you date a guy with a Shetland pony, you don't go back. It's just what I've heard. Hello, Marcy. Yeah. I'm Jim.
Marcy.
So anyway.
Hello, darling.
My dad was on Lawrence.
Nice
well,
to see you.
Was yours? Exactly. How you doing, Dennis?
Tiny bubbles everywhere.
Yes.
Did you have like musical talents in your family?
Sure. We had some people that could sing. But everybody in my family, all the fellas were bass. Daddy sang bass. You know?
Mama sang tenor.
All the fellas just
Me
joined
and little
Rod
brother
in.
With Joe and Rod in there.
Yeah.
Remember that? Johnny Cash?
I do. So you grew up in that environment.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
you bet.
That helps.
There weren't any real performers that I was aware of, but everybody just sang old school country. Old school country.
That's cool.
And whatnot. So I didn't want to sound like that. So I made up my mind, said, you know, I could have easily gone, hey, how you doing? But I didn't want to go that low.
But you got your kind of base of a love and appreciation for music that way, right?
Without a doubt. Oh, yeah. Yep. Grew up on 60s and 70s music, some old school country, like going to the 50s and whatnot.
Like who?
Yeah, that's where it started.
I love really old country.
Oh, sure.
Like Bob Wilson, Texas Playboys.
Oh, for sure. Hank Williams.
People like that, yeah.
Ernest Tubb.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I grew up on that same exact stuff. Jim Reeves.
Jim Reeves, I was going to say, yep, you bet.
Yeah.
He played in the St. Louis Cardinals organization. Did you
did
know
he?
That?
I did know that.
He did. So did the Macho Man. He played Yeah, he played outfield and catcher.
Either.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
matter of fact, he went into wrestling. Well, he's from a wrestling family, but he totally wrecked his shoulder, his right shoulder, and I think it was a collision at the home plate or whatever. And he learned to throw left-handed and still catch.
Wow.
He can you imagine that?
No.
And still trying to get back.
No.
Getting cut.
Wow. But, I used to. I mean, you think about the lyrics of some of those songs from the 50s and 60s in country music, though.
Sure.
I mean, they told a story.
Totally.
Put your sweet lips little closer to the phone.
Yeah.
Let's pretend we're together once again.
Yeah.
But and then the hook of the whole thing is tell the man they're with you, he'll have to go. You know what I mean?
Sure,
it's like
really
insightful songs.
And true songs, too.
I mean, I did a lot thing. Of I did
personal
thing.
Songs.
When I was doing the Lindy
personal
Infante
personal.
Show. Remember the old Lindy
Infante
show?
Oh, absolutely. How can you forget?
And at the end of his first year, and it was a tough year, they went 4-12.
Yeah.
So I put a compilation together of things with old country music songs. And one was like, whether it's this bad call against him, you're cheating hard, where he's going off on the ref and everything like
I
that.
I think I remember this.
He loved that so much, you can't believe it. Yes, but country music can fit in. You can almost take anything in Northern Day and find old country music that would fit in.
Porter Wagner, all those folks. The Suits used to wear Hank Snow, all those fellas.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Carroll County accident. Remember the Carroll County accident? Porter Wagner.
Oh, there you go.
He was getting a little something on the side.
Hey,
they got around, I'll tell you that
they
right
now. They spent some money on them outfits,
absolutely, yes. That's my dream, is to come back as a country singer from like the late 50s, early 60s.
I would love to see that.
A lot of people would, I think. I know.
Have you been to the Country Music Hall of Fame?
No, I have not.
No.
Okay. You guys need to do that.
Is it Nashville?
It's awesome.
Okay.
It is unbelievable. And they go back to the people you're talking about. It gets a little weird. I mean, like, there's some great things, you know, Earl Scruggs and Kenny, whatever, those people. But then Simon Garfunkel was in there, which I thought was like, what are you guys doing
in the
here?
Country Hall of Fame?
Yeah. They got a little
Is it for songwriting, kiosk. Perhaps?
Maybe it was a songwriting.
I wonder.
But
I'm curious.
It's really, really cool. Taylor Swift's, and, you know, they got the modern, but they go back to, and they got all the music there. And, of course, they got all the outfits that they wore and big old bling and very cool thing. Put that on your list.
Will do.
It's on the list.
That is totally worth going to.
All right.
Anyway,
road trip.
We'll have a live show.
You are.
Hey.
A couple of musical things that are going on. There's a Veterans Backyard Bash happening at Maloney's in Kaukauna this weekend. It's tomorrow. It starts at 5 p.m. Music by my friends in American Platinum and Nobody's Heroes. There's a 50-50 raffle going on there with great drink specials. A $10 cover at the door. $5 goes back to the cause.
What's the cause? Who are the people there?
It's the Veterans Backyard Bash. They're friends of mine. They've been around this for 5 years or whatever. We're playing one in Labor Day in Fremont.
Okay.
They have one every year. And it's raising money for veterans needs and what have you.
So good friends with the Kaukauna VFW group there.
Oh, fantastic.
Vietnam Vets. Great.
Yeah, so if you can make it, that's Saturday. That's tomorrow night.
You got that text. What do you think of it?
Yeah, I got a text for you here, pretty much. What do you guys think about Beyonce doing country from Sandra?
What was that song called?
The Dolly Parton one.
Yeah, but she
Jolene?
There was a recent one that she did.
Yeah, I tried not to listen to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
However,
to be fair.
Just curious what you guys thought. Sandra Watson.
Different.
But that's such a huge, huge market. Ages from 23 years old to 70.
I heard that song is a ripoff
Jolene.
Of somebody else, though.
Was it? That's
Dolly
it
Parton.
It was an original song, allegedly, but wasn't it? I don't know.
I can see why she did it because of the opportunity.
To venture out.
Right.
Sure.
You want to say, John?
It worked for
country's
Taylor Swift.
Country's bigger than probably
sure
anything,
did.
Right? Yes, no?
Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That was big when I was in high school.
Beyonce better do
that.
I'm not qualified.
What's that, Todd? Todd's saying something.
Well, that's Beyonce.
This Beyonce? I thought it was Dolly Parton.
Well, maybe
this is what Sandra's talking about.
Wow, it sounds like Dolly Parton.
It's right in her wheelhouse, vocally.
Yes,
that's incredible. Wow.
Has a little bit of Cher, that little extra vibrato. She's going over a bunch of
maybe they
rocks.
Did with her what Todd did and Amanda did for me in Ode to a Former Mayor. Oh, a little reverb. What? Do you listen to that song?
I did.
Yeah, do you listen to it like just lay back
and
mention it?
I go to bed and that's.
Do you have it in your mind, in your head? Where, you know what? Amanda's going to do a music video on it.
Oh, my God.
She's
okay.
Posted, right, Amanda?
Dennis.
We're doing a music video.
Well, the 16th annual Rock for Wishes is also happening on Saturday at the Tanner's in Kimberly. And a lot of bands are playing for that. Model Citizen Star 6ix9ine Ask Your Mother Eric and Asking Mother.
Love them.
Road Trip, Mistakes Were Made, the Third Wheel Band, Infrared, they're out of Tanner's. There's other bands. It's going to be a full day. I've played it a bunch of times. It's it raises money for rock. You know, it's for Make-A-Wish.
Oh, that's great.
A needy child or whatever of some sort in whatever. And, and every year it just makes you cry every time you see that they're
phenomenal.
Their person that's involed in it.
And then Todd was at an event last night that he'll be spending more time at again this week. Hopefully he doesn't come in hungover as he did today.
Sleep?
Yeah, any idea what that's like, Kristen?
Yeah, a little.
And it wasn't even his birthday.
Yeah.
Talk where you were last night. Gosh. What's going on, Todd? Oh, you don't have a mic. Oh, okay.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll give Todd a mic.
All right. Yes. Oshkosh has that Brewfest going on. It's... The guy was on yesterday promoting
three different breweries all combined for one special beer.
Todd stopped in at 5, and I don't know. Yeah.
Left at midnight.
I don't know.
You got to be careful with those beers, though. They can sneak up on you. It's not like drinking a Bud Light or something like that.
Pretty potent that he was saying that, but it's great beer. It's all craft beer. So he said that was an awesome event. And that goes on for what, 6 days or something?
Oh, sweet. So.
Yeah, it's a cool event down in Oshkosh.
All right.
So.
Good times.
We get started a quick break. Tell us who's coming next.
Adam Lee is on his way. He's here.
Adam Lee, who did a great job doing the Garth Brooks impersonation a couple of weeks ago. We just loved it. And he'll be back joining us. Stay with us, Mino and the Mayor, and Dennis and Christy, and Adam and Todd and Amanda. And we're all in the house. Back after this. Still a Creole banjo bitch from Louisiana. Try me. There's 1,000 girls in every room that act as desperate as you do. You a bird, go on and sing your tune. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Friday, which is our favorite day of the week. Oh, well, Thursday's my favorite day of the week because it's further away from Monday. What about you guys? Adam, Thursdays or Fridays your favorite day?
Saturday.
These guys love Saturday night crowds.
Seize the day, brother.
There you go.
All right. Nobody's
Hulk
agreeing
Hogan,
with me.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
What you gonna do, brother?
That's very good. So anyway, we love this part of our show. This is our favorite part, and this is Dennis Peters from the Glam Band that pretty much takes over and introduce your very special guest that Jim and I went and saw perform a few weeks ago at the Meyer, and we're floored by it. We just thought it was absolutely fantastic.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined in the WGBW WISS studio by the lovely and talented Mr. Adam Lee.
Yay! Absolutely. Very talented.
Not lovely. Not lovely. Let's be clear.
In this light, there's a glow. There's a glow. There's a hue.
Yeah.
Disappointed in one thing from that night.
Bellawood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't his fault.
I thought about it the whole night. I was on stage going, John's going to be mad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's your keyboard player? She was great. She's got some pizzazz.
Yeah. Betsy Calloway. Talented young lady.
Local?
Local, yeah.
Great. Yeah. Nice. And your whole band, and Jim was even talking about this. You guys, I mean, Jim used to work at the Carlton, and he could tell you every group that like phoned it in.
Yeah.
And he because he worked backstage, he could see who's whatever, whatever. And every member of your band got into it, which
especially
was really
you.
Cool. Yes, especially you. But I loved your fiddle player and the keyboard guy. You guys, really great stage presence, great showmanship.
And we don't act, right? That's
right.
All
right.
Us
you can tell.
The hell out
you
of
can
the
music. Tell.
We just love it.
And I don't think people give the audience enough credit. They can tell. And they can tell if the energy is real, if it's like, you know, like even, you know, and some of these people that come to the Widener, and who was that old guy that, Frankie Valli. Hello, Green Bay. You know, it's like, okay, come on. I mean, just get into the show. Yeah. It's just so canned. Whereas you, man, when you jumped up on a behind the drummer, like, right, that's kind of earlier in the show. I thought, you know, this dude's turning it on, and you kept that energy the whole show.
Sure. Yeah.
And I just want to tell you, as someone who is a fan of good shows, you have a great show.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much, guys.
No
Thank
lie.
You. Thank you.
Both said the same thing.
Yeah.
So the only thing, the line was way too long to get a drink.
Yeah, that's just only. But don't pick on the guest.
No, I know.
Host.
We gave Matt some great
but, but they did. They had one bartender. Yeah. And it's like, you know, come on.
So next time I have to bring my own.
I'd call it a sign of success. So if a band's making the bar money,
absolutely,
everybody wins.
Absolutely.
Right.
But is it? Were you happy with the show that night?
That was a great show. Yeah, it was a fun time. Yeah, it's always
super.
A good time. Yeah,
great.
That was fun.
So what have you got coming up now? Go ahead, Dennis. Take it away, buddy.
I'm glad you mentioned that, too, because that's one thing Adam's great about. Besides that smile. Look at that smile.
I know, right?
It's always the energy. It's positivity, man. That's what one of the things I like about your show is more than probably most everybody else. There's great people in this industry in the area here, but you're one of those guys that just sticks out because the positivity. You know, it's always pointing positive and smiling and putting on a good show, and you're always in the moment, man. And I just want to share that appreciation for you.
I appreciate it, man.
Well, that started with you, Dennis. I remember the first show, not the first show, one of your shows I went to in Sheboygan, and you came out, and there was a lot of people there. And I don't know, it was just a weird night. But anyway, you said, look, there's no better place to be than right here, right now. And I think the people are like, you know what? He's right. And then that was just a great show that whole night. I mean, that was 3 hours of you guys up there. But I think people got to be reminded of what an opportunity this is to be in this place right now. You're going to hear some great music with some people who are going to work really hard to entertain you. And if you can give that back, that makes for a great evening. And you delivered that big time at that. Where was that? Kohler or October?
It was Oktoberfest in Sheboygan.
That was fun. That was a good time.
Yeah. Great but, time. And thank you for saying that. I want to dovetail that too with the crowd there. Don't ever discount the crowd. People think, oh, you can just gloss something over and they're not going to care. You can sing a song a little bit differently and they're not going to. Bull roar, man.
Yeah.
Give it to them. Right. You know, and you just never discount the people that come out there to pay the money to see you. They could be doing a lot of other things, you know?
Yeah, and Dennis, I'm sure you can appreciate this, right? I've played shows in front of five people before, right? Sure. You get there and you think you're going to have 1,000 and you have five.
Yeah.
And you know what? You put on the same damn show with as much energy as you can.
Absolutely.
You might move somebody. You might change somebody's life. And that matters.
And the smaller shows, if you will, sometimes, like as you mentioned, you have a chance to impact them even more and interact with them more. You get to know them. A lot of times, because you move them over, they're going to come to another show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I talked to somebody one time. It was a security guy at the old Broward County Arena. And I want to say it was Marty Robbins. Remember Marty Robbins?
Sure.
And he was all ticked off about something backstage, and he went out, and so all he did was complain all night to the audience. Mm. They said it's the worst show they've ever been to. Yeah. You know, instead of embracing where he was and the people and everything, he was complaining about something, and it was just a downer. And like you said, people left their homes spending their money to come out to see you.
We went to see, I owned a company for a Christmas party, and we took everybody to see Ray Charles, and I guess he was mad at PMI because of something
same type
in the background.
Of thing. Yeah.
Just didn't do, like, that guy puts on a good show. But he did. It was awful. And I picked up the tab because it was the employees. And I was just really disappointed by that. And I think I called Ken. And I'm like, what happened? And I was, this guy's entertainment. And he was mad about just something kind of trivial.
Exact same thing I was talking about with Marty Robbins.
It's like the red M&Ms picked out of the bowl. Yeah. Or just something stupid.
Wait, how's he going to know?
I'm sorry. Complaints. Todd Hunter, complaints addressed
red-
to...
Does red number 40 have a different essence than the yellow number 5 or something? Or?
Hey, Adam, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Man, anyway, I'm just asking.
Good, Adam. Let's talk about religion this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay. What's your next show, Adam?
Next show. What do we got coming up, guys? We got some Garth. We got some Luke Combs. We got some Luke Bryan.
Oh, wow.
Morgan Wallen. We got some really fun shows coming up. So one right downtown here in Green Bay, actually, where I get the chance to do this Garth show as a guy sitting on a bar stool. Storyteller Day. We got a little dinner theater kind of event. It's going to be a lot of fun right here at the Aging and Disability Resource Center.
Oh, we love that place.
ADRC. Yeah, we like that place.
I'm
a
big fan of the ADRC.
Let me know when that is. I'll come there.
It's April.
Just don't say anything controversial.
April 17th?
Because I told it was telling the lady, we were laughing that night. We were there. We went to a big event for dementia and everything. And I said, the people would love to have you come and talk. And the retired men's club said the same. And I said, I'll never forget that day because somebody, it was question and answer after. And it's like, what did you think of Lynn Dickey? I saw Lynn's great arm, blah, blah, blah. Another guy, he threw too many interceptions. Well, he had a bad knee. Well, I just said. And this guy's just got this big thing as I'm standing there. This
just
big,
refereeing.
Just going back and forth. It's like, oh, boy. So that's what I'm saying. Just be middle of the road.
Be ready for
it. Yeah, because they will challenge you.
Yeah, they will.
That's funny. I think of age 22, as a matter of fact. I'm thinking dementia is probably a girl's name. I was thinking, of, you know, what was I thinking of at the age of 22?
Versus now.
Look at this guy doing monster trucks.
Yes. Yeah. Incredible.
Cool. All right, let's hear something. You have got, you're so talented. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm there too. We got time to throw a song in right now.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
All right, nice.
Lead us into what you'd like to do, my good sir.
What do I want to do this morning? That's the question. I didn't prepare for this.
Just anything. We love everything.
Let's do a little Luke Combs this morning. What do you think?
All right. Nice.
The Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Can I swear? Bitch, in the morning, on and on, about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And when Thursday came around, I was all alone. So I went for a drive to
clear my mind, ended up at a shell on I-65. Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket, bought two 12-packs and a tank of gas with. She swore they were a waste of time, oh, but she was wrong. I was calling number 5 on the radio station, had a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation. Deep sea senorita fish down in Panama. I ain't gotta see my ex-future mother-in-law anymore. Whoa, whoa, when it rains, it pours.
She brought my shaker in.
Yeah, right. Awesome. I was sure real quick to up and apologize. When she heard about my newfound love on an FM dial. And it's crazy how they can say it just seems to come in waves. What I was gonna be, the death of me was my saving grace. Got me thinking that her leaving is the only logical reason that I got the last spot in the Hooters parking lot, and the waitress left a number on check with a heart. She picked up on the first ring when I gave her a call. I only spent $5 on the Moose Club raffle, one used four-wheeler and three free passes for me and two of my buddies to play around at golf.
Lords,
I ain't gotta see my ex-future mother-in-law anymore.
Early morning scream.
Whoa, Lord, when it rains, it pours. When it rains, it pours. I've been on one hill of a redneck road for 3 weeks now. It all started on the day that she walked out.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That was awesome.
You are the man.
You can do it all night long, Adam,
I mean,
Lee.
Adam, you know, that, Lee. As much as Adam, as much as I enjoyed the Meyer with the orchestra, right? You wrote like 6 pieces to that.
Eight pieces.
This thing at ARC is just you.
Just me.
And that's like very cool too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Whole different dynamic.
Right.
I got to tell you though, it's like, you know, you see people on stage like you guys obviously and say it's so cool or whatever, but to be a foot and a half away from somebody doing this, I literally get goosebumps from that. I have so much respect for the talent that you people can bring to the room.
See the tones and the notes he's cranking out before 8:39 in the morning.
Yes, yeah. I had a cup of coffee this morning.
That's awesome if you had to do that, to crank that out here in the early in the morning, brother.
Thanks,
much respect. Yeah. Wow. So we have a couple of minutes yet. Everybody's got a story, and for you, I know you were chasing the Nashville dream for a while.
Yeah.
Good, bad, indifferent. What can you tell us about your experiences about it?
Man, Nashville was awesome, man. I still love Nashville now. It's just a whole different dynamic than 20 years ago when I was there, right? It's you know, they call it Nash Vegas, and there's a reason for that. It's a party town now. And when I was there, it was a little bit more of what you guys were talking about before with the, you know, the old traditional country. And I always tell the story, like, I got there in Nashville and I was recruited for a job down in Tennessee and was getting ready for the interview. And the night before I went out in Nashville, I was just going to check out the scene. I didn't really know much. I was young. I was naive at the time. And got downtown Nashville, and I ended up going from bar to bar to bar to bar that night before my interview. And I got hammered drunk the night before because I was having so much fun downtown Nashville.
It is.
Going from honky-tonk to honky-tonk, live music to live music. It was 3 a.m, and I was like, oh my gosh, I got to get an interview at 8:00 a.m. And
somehow
I got that job. I used a lot of cologne, a lot of breath mints, and we got there. But yeah, my experience in Nashville was wonderful. I loved it.
And Nashville, they got a lot going on. You got the Predators now, and of course they got the NFL. They have so much going on, but that's still that Broadway, and you go from place to place, honky-tonk to honky-tonk, and it's free.
Yeah.
And the music in there is unbelievable. For sure. They have those electric violins. They have just, you know, it's individuals, but and it's free. Now they do sell their, you know, their CDs, but what a great day. And it starts at like 3 p.m. too. So you can really have a lot of fun in Nashville. I hope you go back there because I just think it's
a talented town, man.
There's, man, is it ever.
Full of talent anywhere you go, whether it's a restaurant or it's a library or wherever you go, there's people that are singer-songwriters. It's fun to be around all that talent.
I was telling Jenny, we got kids that live there. We go and then we go to Mass and the music is, it's people like you that are just giving back and singing at church. And it's like, yeah, I could just listen to you guys. The homily, I just black out. It's just.
I've always done that.
Music or not.
The Lord's word didn't touch me yet.
But the music sure did, especially a guy like Adam. So, but you're making it here.
Yeah, man, I'm loving life. Music here in the Valley is such, in Wisconsin in general, we have such a good music scene. I think people underappreciate that. I was in Panama City Beach last week and talking with a young lady who's a musician, singer, and she's like, there's just no scene down here for music, and we're so lucky to have
talent.
Well,
that's why we want Dennis to host this show, because he has his finger on the pulse of everything that's going on around here, and a lot of people might not know, and that's what we want to do, what's happening this weekend.
Right.
There's so much going on, especially now this time of year.
Right.
It's so interesting, though. You're right about Florida. There's nothing going on down there.
Wow.
There's no market. I mean, nothing. I mean, you can do $150 solo shows on occasion, but that's about it, you know. Band, if you're in a band, forget it. It's all club music.
Todd's
you know?
Asking you to play some bumper music to end this segment.
Yes, sir, yeah.
But then you're gonna be back after this break. So
let's see if I remember song. I gotta do some Luke Combs and some Luke Bryan because we got some Luke Bryan, Luke Combs songs coming up. Let's see. Forget the words. Here we go.
I know that one.
They call me Bruce.
Oh, we do right. Is make love. I'm not talking to you, John.
Oh, thank you.
Good talk.
John
we both know now that ain't enough. Ain't gonna bet. Got their way of moving on. Girl, rest your head one more time in my bed. Love me like you love me when you love me and you didn't have to try. Let's lay down tonight. Kiss tomorrow goodbye. Kiss tomorrow goodbye. Ain't gonna beg you to stay. Ain't gotta ask you what's wrong. Ain't no reason running after something already gone. Take off your leaving dress. Let's do what we do. Best. I guess everybody's got their way of moving on. Girl, rest your head one more time in my bed. Love me like you love me when you love me and you didn't have to try. Let's lay down tonight and kiss tomorrow goodbye. Kiss tomorrow goodbye.
All right, Adam Lee.
Hey,
that was
cool.
Awesome.
Adam Lee.
Man, you are something
fantastic,
else.
Fantastic, brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you guys for having me.
Bringing it strong on a Friday morning.
We're trying hard, man.
How do you do it?
That's cool.
How do you keep that voice in shape?
Man, believe it or not, it's a lot of exercise. I learned that through the years. Like
core muscles.
It's a real thing. You got to treat it like it's a muscle, and you got to, man, I stretch every day. I do vocal exercises. I have something called the Singering in my pocket, which is a fancy little straw device that stretches it out and makes it strong.
Because like I said, like you and—
I finally ordered one.
And Eric from Ask Your Mother, and you guys don't stop. I mean, you're 100% constant motion on stage.
Oh,
man. And then you belt out a song with no problems. You're not out of breath. There's a lot more scientifically to doing this than we might realize, right?
It's all about conditioning and core for sure.
But the other thing is that Adam and you two, the glam band, you come out and you sing. Like, people don't really want to hear you talk. It's okay.
Yeah.
But Jerry Lewis always said that. 6 songs before he said anything.
Sure.
And he was a pretty good entertainer.
Yeah.
But he was here. But that's why people are there. I mean, they want to hear your stories, and you guys tell great stories. But you get out there, and you start that energy level, and it stays there. And then the talk is like, it's interesting, but boom, right back to why we're there. And that's just very cool stuff. So you guys are good musicians. You guys are great entertainers. And I think that's what people want to see.
Yeah, appreciate the heck out of that. You guys think about somebody like a Beyonce or you know, some of the people that are like a Justin Timberlake that are doing a lot of dancing and choreography on stage. Like, you know, you guys are a really active band, right? I watch the glam band and they're jumping around crazy. And they're energetic as hell.
I mean, they're athletic. I mean, that's the thing. They're athletic.
Well, somebody put some stuff in my jock. That's what happened.
Yeah, I wouldn't call them athletic. I know those guys pretty well.
And... No, well, I saw him getting to that three-point stance the other day, and he knew what he was doing when he was on stage there. What advice, like we had the young band Decades, they made their first public appearance at the thing. Yeah, when you guys were growing up.
14 to 16-year-old kids.
Or really thinking about doing this. What did you want somebody like either one of you right now to say to you? What were you hoping somebody would say that would help give you that spark, help wedge that door open a little bit?
I mean, it's about the anxiety. Let it go. Okay. Let it go. Just enjoy being the moment kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. It's a decision you have to make, you know, to do it. You have to get rid of that perceived baggage. It's perceived. It's all, let that go. Just experience it. No, everybody wants you to succeed anyway, so just give it to them. You know,
love it. Yeah, love it.
I'd echo that like fully. But like the songs that we as musicians, as artists find ourselves just losing ourselves in.
Yeah.
Those are when you find moments in music and it's unbelievable. And it doesn't happen every night or every show. Sure. But man, when you find those moments where you just lose yourself as a performer,
mm-hmm.
the crowd just feels it. Like,
oh, they do.
Wow.
You
that's cool.
It's a great feeling. It's
you think
of
somebody that needs a prayer or something in your friends, you know, that's you think about them. You wish it could be there with you or something like that. And sometimes the song just hits you just right. A song's got the lyrics, but the meaning could mean something different to you every time you sing it. And it sometimes might just hit you.
Can I give you a story song?
Absolutely.
I mean, what a perfect time to play this song.
Do it, buddy.
I don't know if I have time, but a quick story, right?
You know, go ahead.
Hell with the commercials.
You know, my music career here in Wisconsin started with a band called Grand Union, if you guys have heard of them.
Absolutely.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Did a lot of fun stuff.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah, of course. But grew up singing with a young lady by the name of Jessica Bierman. Ended up being Jessica Haig when she got married and just passed away from cancer after she and I both retired from Grand Union and stopped playing music. And, you know, as you talk about touching people with music, this song that I'm going to play has always brought me right. I have goosebumps right now because I think she's here with me listening to this song.
And it's awesome.
And this will be a song we play coming up in a couple weeks here.
When I got the news today, I didn't know what to say. So I just hung up the phone. I took a walk to clear my head. This is where the walking led. Can't believe you're really gone. Don't feel like going home, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. Yeah. Drink beer.
What a great song, right? It just makes
that
me think of it.
That sounds so awesome.
Drink beer.
This is for Jess right here.
Drink beer.
Wow. How cool is that?
Yep.
I mean,
from the heart.
Thank you for bringing her up, man.
Yeah.
I was thinking about her the other day because, you know, we knew you're coming in, and it's just we have some shared background too. It's a small world in the music community.
Sure,
we share the same drummer.
Yeah,
you know, Eric Johnson. I believe he was with you guys at the time.
Was,
and now he's with us. You know,
okay,
glam band. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, he left us. He said, "I like glam band better than you guys." There's no hard feelings.
He just wanted to wear makeup. That's what it is.
He wanted to wear makeup when he was with us, and we're like, no, you can't do that.
You play drums. Just do you, man.
Did you ever hear the glam band? Go over there. So.
Hey, promote your shows, what you guys got coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so for me, so the Icon stuff, right? I've talked about Icons a few times in here. Icons does a bunch of stuff. So we have shows like this Garth tribute where I'm sitting on a stool telling a bunch of stories and talking about my experience with Garth. That's coming up at the ADRC here in Green Bay on April 17th. We're in April, right?
Yep. That's correct.
Yeah. We have a big Garth show coming up at Oshkosh Grand in April as
nice
well.
I
love that place.
So
beautiful theater.
That's
big
Todd's
place,
stomping grounds right there.
Yeah, so Todd, tell your friends about that if you could, man. We'd love to fill that place up. It's a big theater. So that show. And we got Battle of the Lukes coming up a couple of times, which I'm really excited
nice.
About. So Luke Bryan versus Luke Combs, man. It's
nice.
Going to be my favorite show.
Who did Wait in the Truck?
Yeah, that's a great song. Hardy.
Oh, I love that song.
My dad told me that all the time as a kid.
Me too. Wait in the truck.
Add him to the website again. So yeah.
Iconsentertainment.com.
Okay.
Really easy to find. Yeah, check it out. There's schedules there, videos, all kinds of fun stuff. All right.
Glam Band?
This weekend, Friday, we're at the Hive, and Saturday, we're at the Fallback in Wisconsin Rapids.
Right. Dennis, awesome. Love Rapids. Having you in. Love the artists you bring in.
Thank you.
Just our favorite part of the week.
Thanks
you guys both for doing this. This is really cool. Thank you both so much.
Have a great weekend, y'all.
Adam, thanks.
Take care, everybody.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Mind of the Mirror will be back in Monday morning. See ya.